The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, the suspension of the Lewis Green Line has caused chaos for many, but is this just part of having a public transport network that things will occasionally go awry, or should we be a little more conservative? Well, Sinéad O'Neill is project lead for Feminist Communities for Climate Justice, a joint project of the National Women's Council and Community Work here in Ireland, and she joins me now. So, in fairness, Sinéad, the Lewis, I would say, is a good service in Ireland, given the fact that it serves, I think, 500,000 people a week are using the Green Line alone. And we don't hear of these power outages or these difficulties on the line that often. Am I being too apologetic for them?
Well, I would agree with you. First of all, just a quick disclaimer. I am a member of the board of TII, which operates the service, the Lewis service. Obviously, Transdev do that on our behalf. So I'm just speaking here in a personal capacity. The Lewis is a phenomenal success. It has transformed the commutes and the public transport access for people on those two lines. And it's just a shocking shame that we don't have more Lewis lines around Dublin. You go to any other similar sized city in Europe or even in the UK, and there's a network of light rail and possibly a metro and possibly other, you know, decent public transport, heavy rail services as well. And we are just so shortchanged in Dublin and in Ireland generally. And it makes me really angry that we don't have more significant investment in public transport planned for the Lewis in particular. The Lewis takes 54 million people a year, which is just extraordinary for two lines. In recent years, it has become quite congested. My personal experience is that it's almost uncomfortable if you're getting on in the city centre. At peak times, it's unpleasant, but it's very reliable. And the last time I can recall there being a problem, aside from the George's Dock issue, which was as a result of a fire, was actually the riots in 2023 that held up the Lewis line for, I think, 24 hours. So it's very, very rare that you have the kind of disruption that we're witnessing today, and that's a testament to TII and Transdev. It's a very reliable service, and we could have more of them if the government would only invest in public transport for Dublin.
So do you think we have a public transport system in the city here that we can be proud of, given the fact that we've had so much investment, let's say, in our cycle lanes, we've had investment in the bus services, we've had huge changes in bus connects, and we do have the Lewis lines and the DART?
Well, speaking as a Dub who doesn't live in Dublin anymore, I am very proud, actually, of Dublin's public transport. I'm very proud of Dublin Bus. I'm very proud of the DART and Earnoid Air. And I use the train all the time between Dublin and Waterford, where I live. And I'm very proud of the Lewis. But that doesn't mean we have the public transport system that we should be proud of. And I just think the answer to that is definitely no. I think Dublin is grossly underserved by public transport. We have far too many cars on the street. We have far too much congestion, all of which is really because there's limited space on the roads and there's too many private cars. But people will continue to drive if they don't have reliable public transport. So we have a problem of, you know, lack of reliability. The routes aren't servicing many housing estates. There are journey time delays because of the fact that buses, like everything else, are competing for that road space if they don't have bus lanes. Bus Connects is taking a very long time to roll out. It is in the works. It's coming. And some route changes have caused disruption to some areas of Dublin. Outside of Dublin, we have our major towns are very poorly served by comparison. In Waterford, where I live, we have four bus routes there. It's a good service, but it doesn't reach a lot of the outer suburbs of Waterford City, and the routes are kind of a bit strange. They don't take you necessarily where you want to go. And we have that reliance on cars then as a result. We also have an underprovision of active travel infrastructure, and people are resentful about giving road space over to cyclists because they don't think we deserve it. I came here on my bike in the rain. It's a brilliant way to get around, even on a dirty December afternoon, you know. It's reliable, it's fast, it's healthy, and if the infrastructure is there, it's safe. And we could have a lot more people cycling. Oh, it's incredibly cheap, it's healthy, and you get that burst of fresh air that's good for all of us. We know that active travel investment isn't going to be sufficient, though, to meet that under-met demand in Dublin, particularly, that we need a huge uptake in public transport. And that could only happen with Lewis, Metro, and you know, additional bus services, bus connects.
But if we look at the very latest infrastructure plan from the government, the focus was more, I think, on roads than public transport in that.
Well, certainly in comparison to the previous government, that is the case. We're looking now at a kind of one-to-one ratio of investment between roads and public transport. So that's a very,
as opposed to 2-to-1, which would have been
trend,
before.
A very worrying trend, because public transport is like any type of infrastructure. It takes years to come on stream. Even new buses to serve an existing route take a few years to purchase new drivers, all the rest of it. So none of this happens very fast. So if we want things to improve, we need to be investing now. We need a plan for Dublin now that we know is going to make the impact that's needed in, you know, 5, 6, 7 years time. And I think that, you know, Dublin is in a critical position, actually. And I heard Brian Caulfield talking about this morning. He's a professor of transport. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that only for COVID, we would have been experiencing the congestion in Dublin that we're having now, 5 years ago. It's just that COVID delayed things and created this kind of hybrid working situation for a lot of people that delayed the congestion. But we might not have even reached peak yet, because the kind of public transport services we know are coming on stream won't be delivered for a few years. Bus Connects is going to take another few years. Metro is going to take 15 or so years. And we still don't have a funding plan for the Lewis lines. And unbelievably, the government didn't decide to go ahead with the Finglas Lewis, which is already got planning permission on a railway order. And nor has it decided to proceed with the Dart plus Southwest. So there are two shovel-ready projects that the government could have gone ahead with, and instead they've diverted the funding over to roads somewhere else in the country.
All right, look, we need to leave that conversation there for now. But Simon Neil, thank you for coming in and speaking to us. We'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Would you like to see the government invest in even those two projects that Saeed just mentioned? There are other public transport projects, extra buses, extra trains, extra Dart or extension on the Dart in Dublin, indeed right around the country, or do you want to see them put more money into the public road network? We'd love to get your opinion on that. Do get in touch with us.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.